so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Well, once again, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas. So that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, after about 20 years in Texas, I confess to wanting more daylight than less. And as an avid newspaper reader, both print and online, I confess to doing a whole bunch of those puzzles and the games and everything that you see in there. And in the Seattle Times is the Super Quiz, usually about 10 or items or so, tightly focused around a theme. On some themes, I'm a doctor or an honors graduate. On others, I'm classified as remedial or who reads the questions to you. A recent Super Quiz was about songs with night in the title, and Terry said, well, there you go. There's your theme for your show. And we're going to lead off tonight with two songs addressing what happened in one night, and each with very, extremely different outcomes. We're going to lead off with a voice that I never get tired of listening to. It's a tune with some really nice drama to it. Roy Orbison, and I Drove All Night.
To escape, the city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning.
From your sleep she heard my guitar. She was long and tall, she was the queen of them all. Light on her feet. We went up to her room and she lowered the boom. Last night, thinking about last night. Last night, thinking about last night.
Down below, they danced and sang in the street. While up above the wall was steaming with heat.
Last night, thinking about last night. Last night, thinking about last night. I was feeling no pain, in my brain. I looked in her eyes, they were full of surprise.
Traveling Wilburys and Last Night from their album Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1. There was no Volume 2, but there was a Volume 3. The band was made up of Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, and Jeff Lynne. Although each had their own code name, Otis Nelson. Otis Nelson, Charles T. Jr., Lefty, and Lucky, all sons of a fictional father, Charles Truscott Wilbury Sr. I'm not sure who is who, although I do know that Roy Orbison was Lefty, in tribute to Lefty Frizzell. Before the Traveling Wilburys, we heard the aforementioned Roy Orbison from Vernon, Texas, which is way, way north Texas. And that song first appeared on the album Love Songs in 1992. Reading about Roy Orbison's kind of fascinating in a name-dropping kind of way, from being influenced by Lefty Frizzell at age 6 or 7 when he got his first guitar, to realizing he can make a living with music after hearing a little college classmate of his by the name of Pat Boone signing with a record label. And Roy was first recommended to a record label by Johnny Cash. So the list goes on. Quite the voice. You're listening to Songs About the Night from Texas musicians here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, throwing some light on these songs. Thanks for listening. The night for many is a time of sadness, time for some blues. So let's have just a little bit of the blues, leading off maybe more than a little bit. Johnny Guitar Watson and 3 Hours Past Midnight.
our footsteps. I ain't even heard a sound. Well, I toss and tumble on my pillow, but I just can't close my eyes. But I just can't close my eyes. If my baby don't come back pretty soon, yes, I just can't be satisfied now.
My mother has a troubles, my father has his too. Brothers in Korea, and I don't know just what to do. Black night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby, but not another day is gone.
That's Charles Brown on piano and vocals, and Black Night. That came out as a single in 1951 and originally appeared on his 1963 album, Driftin' Blues. You also heard Maxwell Davis on that tenor sax. Man, Johnny Moore on guitar, Eddie Wilson on drums, and that song debuted at number one, and it stayed there for 14 consecutive weeks. Charles Brown was called the Black Bing Crosby, not only for his smooth voice, but because Charles wrote two of the all-time top 10 Christmas songs, Merry Christmas Baby and Please Come Home for Christmas. He was born in Texas City, about 50 miles south of Houston, and eventually taught chemistry in Baytown, Texas, not far from where Terry and I live for 2.5 years. And then after he was in Baytown teaching there, he moved out to L.A. and he got serious about his music. Leading off that set was a pretty fine guitar player with certainly his own style, Johnny Guitar Watson, and the song 3 Hours Past Midnight. Johnny was born in Houston. He went to L.A. when he was about 17, where he played in a whole bunch of different jump blues bands. And he pioneered guitar feedback and reverb in the mid-1950s and had a song called Gangster of Love that came out in 1957. Didn't do that well until 1968. It did pretty well for Steve Miller, who's another Texas guy from Dallas, as a matter of fact. Charles was able to move his music and his whole persona from a blues guy to a more urban soul funk guy, and he sported the full look. Huge influence on the Vaughn Brothers and on Jimi Hendrix and Sly Stone and a whole bunch more. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, where tonight we're listening to songs about the night. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming is made possible in part by the generosity of Vashon Island Baking Company, serving handmade pastries and island-roasted coffee in the heart of town. On the web at VashonIslandBakingCompany.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally, the bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find him on the web at VashonLab.com.
Well, I like those two underwriters back-to-back, so to speak. We got the Vashon Baking Company, where you can just have some great food, and then you go to the Recess Lab and work it all off. I discovered that there are a few songs that include not only the night, but also the next morning, and that's what we have in this next set. We're going to lead off with a song written by Eric Taylor, who just happened to be the ex-husband of Nancy Griffith. And he's really a great songwriter. And to me, this song is a pretty sad one. Lyle Lovett and his take on Memphis Midnight, Memphis Morning.
She went down like a curtain. When Lord Memphis looks bigger at night. And all the tattooed boys in their uniforms, they stepped in and out of the light. She bought me good whiskey in Memphis. She bought supper and she paid for the room. And as best as I can remember, she paid dearly for loving me. Too guitar boy and all them sad songs about men in the rain. And did you ever miss a plane to Memphis? Strangers who were in the bed, the two cigarettes that lit up the room, just like two backseat lovers that can't wait to get started, knowing everything's over too. Coffee, hell, it's just hard to find. Oh, but let me suggest that you never leave Memphis with any a thing on your mind. She said, hey, don't I know you? And ain't you the one? With the guitar boy and all them sad songs about men in the rain. And did you ever miss a plane to Memphis? She said, hey, don't I know you? Now ain't you the one? The one with the guitar boy and all them sad songs about men in the rain. And did you ever miss a plane to Memphis? I
part-time Austin resident Robert Plant with Alison Krauss and Through the Morning, Through the Night from their 5 Grammy-winning 2007 album Raising Sand. Texan Tebow Burnett played guitar in that cut, and he produced the record and doing a great job blending, I think, his vocals. But that time was quite an unlikely duet, but they've come back for another album. You also heard Dennis Crouch on bass, Mark Rabat adding a guitar, and Greg Leitz playing a really, really sweet pedal steel. And finally, Jay Belrose on drums. And by the way, Jay Belrose plays drums on Pete Droz's new single that recently dropped, Fading Fast. Check it out. This song, though, Through the Morning, Through the Night, was one of two songs on the album written by Gene Clark, most famously of the Byrds. Before Robert and Allison, we heard Lyle Lovett on vocals and acoustic guitar and his take on Eric Taylor's song Memphis Morning, Memphis Midnight, Memphis Morning from Lyle's album Step Inside This House. It's a double CD set, came out in 1998 and featured tunes from other songwriters like Steve Fromholtz, Townes Van Zandt, Walter Hyatt, Robert Earl Keen. Playing that really tasty dobro on that cut was Jerry Douglas, and Russ Kunkel was on drums, Matt Rawlings on piano. Dean Parks added some guitar in there as well. I was fortunate enough to see that concert twice in row 2 of the Paramount in Austin. And as a side note, there's a festival called Kerrville Folk Festival. It's been around about 50 years now, and 7 of the first 19 festivals were pretty much washed out. And Terry and I went to a fundraiser mini concert for the festival after one of those washouts, and it was really this weird setup in the Driscoll Hotel in Austin where they had round tables set up, and the performers were at the front of the room, and when we were waiting for things to start, an older couple, like older than we were at the time anyway, not anymore, they asked if they could join us at the table, and we said, sure. And we introduced ourselves, they introduced themselves, and they just happened to be Lyle Lovett's parents coming in to see their son perform. And that night, we were treated to little stories about each one of the songs that Lyle played. They're really, really warm, delightful people. And I've been lucky enough to have a few brushes with Lyle and his parents over the years in Austin. A list of songs about the night from Texas musicians. At the same time, you're listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And next up, we've got a couple of songs in which the artists are really hopeful, either about the coming night or making it through the night. We're going to lead off with Amy Levere and Will Sexton. Tonight will be fine.
Well, I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and there's only one prayer. And I listen all night for your step on the stair, 'cause I know from your eyes, man, I know from your smile that tonight it will be fine, will be fine, will be fine, it will be fine. Yeah, for a while I've looked into the mirror in numberless places, and they've all smiled back at me with their troublesome faces. The cards that they dealt me, well, there weren't any X's, and the horses never listened to me at the races. But I know from your eyes, man, I know from your smile, that tonight it will be fine,
will be fine, will be fine, it will be fine.
If for a while And sometimes I see he's undressing for me. And he's the soft, naked man love meant him to be. And he's moving his body so brave and so free. If I have only to remember, well, it's a fine memory. If I have got to remember, it's a fine memory. If I have got to remember, it's a fine memory.
Dark clouds gather on the western range. This time it feels like more than just another cold hard rain. Rivers rising over old flood lines. Here come the prophets calling out the end of times. When the night comes creeping in and the day has left a mark, I'll take you by the hand, together through the dark. We nurse our bruises and we touch our scars. We look up to the night, seeing chaos in the stars. Through endless time, the same old dance. We stray out into the dark in search of one last chance. When the night comes creeping in and the day has left a mark, I'll take you by the hand, together. Can't pick up the rose without a handful of thorns. Holding on to the slimmest hope. You can beg for mercy or you can pray for a little more. Oh, when the doubt comes creeping in and life has left a mark, I'll take you by the hand.
Blake Cleaves with Through the Dark from his album Together Through the Dark, released March 3rd, 2023. He co-wrote that song and many of the songs on this album with a high school buddy of his from Maine, Rob Picotte. And I would be remiss if I were not to credit Scrappy Judd Newsom on the guitars on that, as well as Slade playing the acoustic guitar. You've listened to Boogie Back much. You know that Slade is from Maine and he moved to Austin. Well, close to Austin, into Wimberley, Texas. And this is about his 12th album by my count. And his songwriting just continues to be incredibly good. And his voice remains, as Stephen King wrote in the liner notes to an earlier album, calm, dusty, sweet, the voice of a real American troubadour. Before Slade, we heard Amy LeVere on vocals and upright bass and longtime Austin resident Will Sexton on guitar and harmony with Tonight Will Be Fine from the album Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer, recorded live in January 2015 at the Nelson Street Bar in Memphis. And the album was released in 2015. That song, by the way, was written by Leonard Cohen,
And Amy lived all over the country during her youth, including Texas. And she plays upright bass, as I said, and also is an actress. Her 2007 album, Anchors and Anvils, hit number 6 on the Americana chart and a nomination for an Americana Award as well. Their latest album calls Painting Blue, and she and Will played some cuts from that album at the Sugar Shack a few years ago. And I can't wait for them to come back here and visit their close friends, Ian Moore and Jolene. Let's hear one more song about anticipating the night. And this one is Rosie Flores doing a really nice cover of the great Bob Dylan song, Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You.
Throw my ticket out the window. Throw my suitcase out there too. Throw my troubles out the door.
Rosie Flores on vocals and guitar with Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You. That came off of Whatever Colors You Have In Your Mind album, one of the many compilation albums devoted to Dylan covers. Rosie was born in San Antonio, and she lives in Austin. We often got a chance to see her at the Continental Club, and I seem to remember her sporting a pretty fabulous pair of red cowboy boots when she played. She's got a huge interest in promoting the catalogs and careers of female rockabilly musicians, and she's quite a rockabilly queen herself. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. Tonight we're listening to songs about the night from Texas musicians. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
We are going to head toward the door of tonight's edition of Boogie Back with three songs about midnight trains. And we're going to lead off with a guy that we saw a lot in Austin, Texas, Darden Smith and Midnight Train.
When the sun goes down out on my side of town, darkness comes creeping round. That's when I hear that midnight train calling out your name. Yeah, when I was 17, as far as I could see, all that mattered was running free. But then I heard that midnight train calling out your name. Yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Some things never change. When I was 21, I could barely shave, and I had a kid in a crib and another one on the way. I'd lie awake and listen for that midnight train selling my little boy calling out your name, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Well, some things never change. Like the sound of a midnight train. Some things never change. Go by like the smoke and cinders and disappear from where they came. I watch my heart grow tough to tender and I wonder, oh, when the sun goes down out of my side of town, do your heartstrings come unwound? Hear that midnight train. Oh, I call it at your name. Yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Well, some things never change. Like the sound of a midnight train. Some things never change, like a midnight train.
Your seat is reserved with exceptions for no luggage allowed, no ticket required. It will be there right on time at the station, even if midnight must come at high noon, and you will not know you'll not leave late, nor 1 minute too soon. You may sit beside fear and go worse than lonely, or travel with trust and love and faith restored. These choices you have, and these choices only. When that train rolls in and you step on board,
Flatlanders, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, and Jimmie Dale Gilmore, all who went to the same high school, Monterey High School in Lubbock. That was a Jimmie Dale song, Midnight Train. Came from the Flatlanders' Wheel of Fortune album, released in 2004. Joe Ely was on the vocals, and that outstanding guitar work you heard was from Rob Gershow, who on this album played acoustic, electric, resonator, and slide guitar, as well as a little dobro. Quite the musician. You also heard in the background Steve Wesson's musical saw, an instrument you hear frequently on the Flatlanders songs. Before the Flatlanders, we heard Darden Smith, another Austin musician, and another one we saw the whole bunch of times when we lived in Austin. He's got 14 or so albums out, and also has done a lot of work with collaborative songwriting, including a program for kids and another one for soldiers returning home from combat. That song, Midnight Train, was from his album Trouble No More, released in 1990. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are going to go out the door this night edition of Boogie Back with another Midnight Train song, this one from James Cotton, and includes Dwayne Ullman on vocals, Tom Howland on guitar, Chuck Lebel on piano, Noel Neal on bass, Tom Hambridge on drums, and of course, James Cotton on harp. The song is Midnight Train. And it came from James's incredible album, Cottonmouth Man, released in 2013 when James was 77 years old. It was nominated for a Grammy in 2014. You could tell from the intro that by that time he could barely croak anything out, verbally anyway, but he could still play the hell out of that harp. James Cotton, Midnight Train to Memphis.
Midnight Train to Mississippi.
Mississippi.
She meant the world to me. When it's midnight, I hear that whistle blow. But I'm never, never gonna see that midnight train no more. Headed back, no friend I did not know about. She said it in a letter. That midnight train no more.
Allman on vocals, James Cotton on harp. James is a guy who was orphaned when he was 9 years old and ended up playing with a whole bunch of folks like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. And that song was Midnight Train to Mississippi. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening in, and we'll see you next week.